This is KUT. Roughly a quarter of American households don't have a home internet connection, but a new initiative in some public libraries is trying to help bridge that digital divide. KUT's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
At 3 p.m, the computer lounge at the Pflugerville Public Library is bustling. College sophomore Emily Margaretich is hard at work.
I'm on my college's website trying to set up classes for the summer.
When she's done with that, she deals with financial aid and does some online banking. Margaretich and her mom don't have home internet because of the cost.
I get a lot of my college stuff done on my phone, but it's hard to do that because a lot of college websites don't really have mobile versions that work.
She does have a laptop, so she's figured out some workarounds.
I usually go to one of my friends' houses, or I go to Target where you can sit in the Starbucks, or go to McDonald's. But here is way better than Starbucks.
Having internet access is increasingly becoming the air we breathe.
Sharon Strover directs the Technology and Information Policy Institute at UT Austin. She's studying a new approach to increasing internet access, library hotspot lending programs.
Hotspots are devices that plug into an electrical outlet and use a cellular network to provide a user with connectivity.
New York City and Chicago public libraries have been testing out programs where people check out hotspots, just like books.
People are wild about this program. They absolutely love it. You can use it anywhere. You can use it on the subway. You can use it in a park. You can take it to work with you.
Cities around the country are trying similar programs. Strover and her colleagues just got a big grant to study how they could work in more rural settings.
More and more we're thinking, you know, this is a good idea.
Jennifer Coffey is director of the Pflugerville Public Library. She says hotspot lending is a natural extension of libraries' new online role.
We're able to provide a lot more electronic resources, and it's almost a 24-hour library. So now we're just rethinking how we provide digital access to people.
She's planning to bring some form of hotspot lending to the library soon. College student Emily Margaretich likes the idea.
Being able to check out a hotspot would be way easier and helpful.
Her mom might not like it.
My mom would definitely say having no internet is better for my brain, but I would disagree.
Although she does see a potential downside to unlimited access.
I would be watching Netflix constantly and not getting any work done.
Vanessa Rancagno, KUT News.